one of the things I noticed in reading the NPR All Politics blog, which of course you do some writing for, and a lot of the other staff there at the DNC right now do a lot of writing for, is talking about the gender gap and minority gap that the Democrats may be suffering from. Can you talk a little bit about how the Democrats came out dealing with women and minorities compared potentially to the Republicans?
There has been a relentless emphasis on women at this convention. Michelle Obama, of course, giving that speech on the very first night of the convention. Elizabeth Warren being the second most featured speaker on the second night of the convention, other than former President Bill Clinton, of course. And one woman after another coming to the stage and giving impassioned pleas on a variety of subjects, but all of which have some connection back to the special interests and concerns of women. So that's been the most difficult thing to miss. Second thing, huge emphasis on Hispanics, many speakers using Spanish here and there, people who are rising stars of the party who are Hispanic. We've seen a lot of Los Angeles Mayor Victor Villaraigosa. We've seen a lot of Julian and Joaquin Castro. They are twin brothers from San Antonio, Texas. Julian is the mayor of San Antonio. His brother Joaquin is running for Congress and pretty much a shoe-in there. The speech by Julian was one of the real highlights of the first night of the convention. He was the keynote speaker, and he might have been a little bit overshadowed by Michelle Obama in the end, but he is definitely someone to keep an eye on, and the Democrats were clearly responding to the effort that was made in Tampa by the Republicans the previous week to reach out to women, to reach out to Hispanics in particular. And that's really been the battle, trying to keep the Democratic advantage in those two groups. There hasn't been as much emphasis on African Americans, the presumption being that that's a solid advantage for the president. Mitt Romney's not going to get more than a couple of points of that vote, and that doesn't really seem to be in contention.
One of the themes that I've heard in a couple of different speeches by some of the bigger names and some of the lesser known names, lesser known speakers, is a message to the delegates there: go out and spread the word. Get the voters, get your neighbors who may not be delegates, and get them to the polls. This seems like something I heard more of from the Democrats than the Republicans. Certainly heard it from the Republicans, but not so strongly.
Yes, I have noticed that myself. The Democrats are banging away at that particular note almost every 5 minutes. Whenever you hear a new speaker, they seem to wrap up their speech by saying, "You're applauding now, and that's great. You're cheering now, and that's fine. But when you get home, that's when you will make a difference or fail to make a difference, and it's in your hands." Tremendous transfer of responsibility for the success or failure of this ticket to the people who are in the convention hall. Don't just be enthusiastic, be active. We did hear some of that from the Republicans, and clearly they are organizing their party faithful, their volunteers, their professionals in numbers and with an intensity we have rarely seen in our politics on the Republican side this year. But we just didn't hear them talk about it quite so much down in Tampa.
Ron, can we expect to see candidates or surrogates in big events in a state like Arizona? Or are they really going to concentrate, because the race is so close, on those five or so swing states?
My guess would be you will not see a lot of the candidates in the far west, except perhaps Nevada. Nevada and Colorado are swing states. They are definitely contestable for both campaigns. We will see both the presidential campaigns in those states, and we'll see the actual nominees in those states. The other western states, you'll get an occasional visit and you'll get a lot of surrogates, but I don't think Arizona's in play this year. 16 might be different, 2020 might be different, but not yet this year. That's a bridge too far for the Democrats. I would say at this juncture, there does not appear to be a single state in the country that voted for John McCain that will vote for Barack Obama this year. He's just trying to hold on to the states that he carried in 2008, enough of them to get to 270 electoral votes.
Ron, as we wrap this up and the conventions are wrapped up, is there a specific takeaway that the average voter needs to have gotten from both conventions?
The takeaway the Republicans wanted people to get was that the Republicans are in a better position to manage a difficult passage for our country's economy in a global economy, that they are the party of management, they are the party that builds things, makes things happen, makes the economy expand. That was their message. The Democrats are saying, look at the numbers, look at when opportunity has actually expanded for people in American history. Was it when the Republicans were in charge or when the Democrats were in charge? Focus on the middle class, the Democrats say, not on the entrepreneurial class, not on the people at the top. Focus on expanding opportunity for the middle class, and all other elements of the economy will do well as well.
Ron, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Christopher.